love Christmas so much.
We got 3 hours left.
We got 3 hours left. It goes to 11.
Is it louder? It's 11 o'clock here on the Rampage Radio, Radio Valencia.fm. I am Todd. He is Manny, the last angry man. We are the Allied Forces of Rampage Radio.
Right across the board. 11. Most of 11. The amps go up to 10. Does that mean it's louder? Is it any louder? Well, it's one louder, isn't it? It's not 10. You see, most blokes are going to be playing at 10. You're on 10 here, all the way up.
Yeah.
All the way up.
All
you're
way
on 10
up.
On your guitar. Where can you go from there? Where?
On Rampage Radio.
Exactly. What we do is, if we need that extra push over the cliff, you know what we do?
Put it up to 11.
11, exactly. One louder.
Why don't you just make 10 louder and make 10 be the top number and make that a little louder?
These go to 11.
Yeah, Colin, you can start with your first joke.
Hi. A group of geneticists have announced plans to bring back the dodo and reintroduce it to Africa. And if you ask me, I can think of at least one dodo I'd like to reintroduce to Africa.
A picture of Obama, okay.
Herself in a chrome Versace dress and platinum blonde hair that many people online described as too white. In fact, Beyonce looked so white that I was finally attracted to her.
Fuck Christmas. I probably sound like a big old Grinch saying I hate Christmas, but seriously, once you get a certain age, Christmas just becomes another chore. Like, when you're a kid, fuck yeah, Christmas is great. You basically get free presents and you have to put in little or no effort getting presents for anyone else. But when you're an adult, or not even that, when you're like 16, people start expecting actual presents from you. And if someone gets you something worth more than what you got them, you look like a cheap asshole. So everyone tries to one-up the other person so they don't look like the asshole. And then you end up having to set a spend limit on each person, say you limit it to like $20 per person. What the hell do you buy an adult for $20? If I want to buy something that's $20, I'll just fucking buy it myself. I don't need to wait until Christmas, I can spare $20 to buy it now. So people just end up buying like $20 worth of crap that you probably don't really want, and you end up buying them $20 worth of crap that they probably don't really want, and at the end of the day you've both spent $20 and got crap you don't really want. And then you get people who say, well, I don't know what to get you, so they get you a fucking gift card. Like, what the fuck? A gift card is not a present. You're basically just giving me money, but I can only spend it at one store. But if you just give someone cash, it's like you haven't given it any thought. But a fucking gift card, oh my god, so thoughtful, you lazy fuck. Even with kids, how are you meant to explain to a kid that Santa got his rich friend a new PlayStation, but all he got was some shitty secondhand clothes or something? You know, like, what, does Santa just reward rich kids more? Or maybe poor kids haven't done good enough this year, so they just get a lump of coal? And people who say, oh, it's not about the presents, it's about bringing people together. Bullshit! How about for Christmas, I give you a fucking hug to see how you like that?
Here we go, some of the top releases of 2023 on 1223 here at Rampage Radio. We go to 11.
Damn right, let's close the story at 11. technical difficult titties. This place is a fucking sham, dude. Ready, Valencia, goddamn. Come on, you swear to God, this shit everywhere. Thanks, assholes, from last night. And I do mean it. Thank you. Okay, all right. Play? Are you playing?
I'm trying, but it's not.
It's not working. Well, we'll try to play again. Oh, fucker. I fucking hate Christmas.
Well, you wrap it up and put it under the tree or whatever, and then you get those cunts who try and figure out what you've got them. Like, they'll be shaking the box or trying to peek under the wrapper. Dude, what if you're, like, fucking ADHD? Can you not wait until Christmas, you autistic cunt? Honestly, true story here. We did Secret Santa at work this year, and
all right, we're gonna do it one more time.
We had a $20 limit.
Shut up, hate guy. Shut up, you fucking hate Christmas hater. Shut up. Like, shut up. Thank you. I love Christmas. You know, that's me. Hey, no, I saw what I did wrong. Hey, put it back. Just start over again. We're gonna do the top 2023, which is not Radio Valencia. Rampage Radio is dirty. But no, the top of 2023 on 1223 here on RadioValencia.fm. It is Rampage Radio and the Todd Show. Little T, big O, big double D. No, seriously, your computer is good. Your computer works. Hey, dude, your computer works.
Yeah, put it up.
Go ahead.
You have two online, two off.
Dude, I know what's... Yeah, you're cute. Ready to go. What are we listening to again? Can you tell us?
Top releases of 2023.
And what is this track first track?
Oh, this is Two Mold. Angelic Fabrications.
On Radio with an FM, Rampage Radio. Part 1.
The Enduring Spirit.
Part 1 of the top 2023, 1223. I have a feeling we're going to be coming back next weekend. We'll finish it up. Ah! And no more Christmas music next week. Only today.
listen to that double bass.
Double S in a double bass. Double by ass.
All right, let me try something here. See if we can get it to work.
I'm from the 20s, so I got him some coffee as well. You know, because I see him drink like 8 cups a day. I'm observant. I actually thought about what to get. Not just getting him a fucking gift card or something. By the way, I didn't get a gift card this year, mate.
There you go. Continuing the top releases of 2023, according to me. These aren't Manny's choices.
The top 2023 are 1223. So.
Oh.
tonight. More Top 2023
on 1223. Rampage Radio, Radio Blunt, another move.
Yeah.
There you go. That was a big fat set of all stuff released in 2023. So I'll tell you what we played, and then we'll continue on or whatever, you know.
I posted a post about the 2023 top 23, not the best of 2023, because a bunch of freshers out there who will have to disagree.
Of course. There's probably like 5,000 albums released in 2023 or something like that. Or
that's
some insane number.
That's
so.
Because of the COVID?
So as soon as you put out your list and they're like, we forgot this.
Everybody had like four or five albums under their belt by the COVID.
You forgot this.
Heshers. I know, that's a nice word to call them, Heshers.
Oh, there you go. All right, so going backwards, that was Nickel Grass Mosaic from Gridlink from their Coronet Juniper release. All these are 2023. Cannibal Corpse Summoned for Sacrifice from Chaos Horrific. Cryptopsy.
They're all my Cannibal Corpse. What'd you say?
Summoned for Sacrifice. You are summoned for sacrifice, Manny.
You love Cannibal Corpse, so it's kind of
price. Yeah, you know, it's solid. It's very solid. It's not my top release, but it's one of the top releases.
Not the best, but the top.
Godless Deceiver.
One of the best top. You
from,
got the top.
Cryptopsy from As Gamora Burns, released in 2023. Before that was probably my top release of the year, which they came back fighting Dying Fetus, Compulsion for Cruelty. They're one of their fucking best releases, our top releases in a long time.
I'd rather be a top than a bottom.
Beg for Death. Before that, a new band, Stabbing out of Texas, Razor Wire Strangulation with that
very metal,
insane fucking double bass.
Metal.
From the Extirpated Mortal Process release, Death and Glory from Frozen Soul, who played here just like a month or two ago in Berkeley.
Yay.
And that's from the Glacial nomination release. And then I started off with Tumult, which is near the top of many people's top releases, their best of 2023. Tumult, another solid...
Top!
Enduring Spirit. So, I got a couple local bands that made the list here that I'll play, and then, you know, we'll see what happens. Alright?
Local bands, that's why I play a lot of local bands.
They're on the list.
You saw a local band last night, the night before.
I saw a couple local bands last night. Forbidden Evil actually played. Rob Flynn.
The
reformed. Well, that was the other night at the Generation Kill show. They had the Leonard Skinner thing going on with three guitars and a bass. And Rob Dukes. Rick Huno came out and played a few tracks, a few Exodus songs, so that was cool at the Ivy Room over there in Albany. And then the last two nights was the big Death Angel Christmas, 8th annual Christmas shows with Forbidden.
8th annual.
And Forbidden and Death Angel both played different sets both nights, so I didn't go the first night, but Forbidden did the first album.
This is down here are repugnant.
It's entirety last
rats,
night.
Molds, and some strain of flesh-eating virus.
Pretty metal.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, tell us about it.
About is it metal?
Yes.
And then somebody else opened up, but I didn't see them last night. So Frolic opened on Frolic Rampage Radio Veterans.
They opened the
Thursday show.
Yeah, those are DVD. Hopefully, you know, those guys are very media centric, so they'll probably have a DVD.
Media centric.
They'll have something out of themselves. Yes.
But there's a lot of
all those bands. Remember the bands used to play with a lot prior. Now they're playing. Now they've broken off from their usual bands they play with. You know, talking about the ones with the Gorgon or some German name, and they're really progressive. And other bands. Phantom Witch. They don't play Phantom Witch. Phantom Witch did play with those guys. So the same group of. I'm trying to say.
Oh, they played
circle of friends.
Santa Cruz.
The circle of friends melds into the other circle of friends to create an infinity loop. And there you have it. Or the vesicula, like the two circles with the phallic symbol in the middle.
Yes.
Yeah, like that. Yeah. like the Washington Monument.
There you go. Or not the Sales Horse Tower, though. That's more of a...
It's got balls on one end. Got hairy balls. What, look at with some extra plants. During Christmas, look at my balls. Okay?
Look at my balls.
Chocolate salty balls.
All right, so, the next two selections will be local bands, and then we've got a bunch more, and I'm sure Manny will play some more Christmas-themed music if he wants. Manny's been spinning some vinyl.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's Christmas time. It's Christmas Eve Eve. You know what I'm saying?
Square.
Christmas Eve Eve.
The ancient Egyptian obelisk at its center is literally a gigantic sundial with stones in the pavement. Langdon.
The music fits.
Paris.
Disturbance in the great slumber.
The sun...
All right, so this next band coming up in a minute here is from Oakland. They feature a friend of both Manny and mine.
Our friend?
Yeah, I think he's your friend. Sonny? Sonny's your friend, right?
500 in 15 countries so far.
Yeah, how do you like that? I got my AI talking to me. Come down, friend.
Down the knot in each other's circumferences. A Star of David emerges from the three circles intersection. Might very well be built into the architecture of the universe. For further confirmation, let's Village and the Marine Corps Village having a resonance both with three circles with their centers on each other's circumferences, or side of the Great Seal.
Circumference.
That's the side with the eagle. Most important to our current line of inquiry, let's count the number of feathers on the wings. The left wing has the straight across the Potomac from the White House called Rosslyn. Many researchers believe one of the Templar factions fled to Scotland after the infamous raid that destroyed their order.
All right.
Masonic.
Not the stupid.
All right.
The society.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. More Bay Area top release 2023 from Fast Stuff. Rampage Radio, every Saturday from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Me and Manny are the Allied Forces. Something.
Hey, hold on, hold on.
Three circles with their centers on each other's circumferences form a kind of double vesica Pisces, if you will. A vesica Pisces is formed whenever two equally sized circles come together, such that their centers are on each other's circumferences. A Star of David emerges from the three circles' intersection points. Examining the reverse of the Great Seal, we find the same controlling geometry. Look at the letters picked out of the mottos Annuit Coptis and Novus Ordo Seclorum. Never mind right now what these mottos signify. The letters at the points of the Star of David are A, S, N, O, and M. Rearranging, we get Mason.
Merry Christmas, fuckers! 23 on 1223 Rampage Radio, Radio.fm. It's the Todd Show. Little T, big O, big double D.
Oh, fuck, it's the wrong time, Manny.
Oh, I don't know how Saturday at noon. Saturday at noon.
Noon hour, and we're just continuing with the top releases of 2023, in my opinion, of course. We are the Allied Forces of Rampage Radio, every Saturday from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Todd and Manny, the Tanny Show. diaphragm, Penny.